The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 16th of September, 2019. And from the southeast, do we have him? Down in God's waiting room, Steve Elkins.
Hello there, John.
You have been missing in action for a few weeks.
Yeah, I have. I'm glad to be back. I came back last night, and I was very happy to be back.
There's something to be said for continuity. All right, I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah.
So are you prepared for the next one down there?
Actually, I am. I discovered something really neat yesterday. And I'm redoing my landscaping here. You know, the mother-in-laws are coming out in November, and I'm taking out all these hedges against my house, and I found a 50-amp plug-in, which means I can plug now into my house with a generator, and I won't have any problems.
Hallelujah.
Really good shape.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Good shape. Yeah, yeah. Really happy.
You know, I'm fascinated. Every damn time there's something threatening Florida or... Well, and during the hurricane season. I mean, this stuff happens. Some years we have them, some years we don't. Some years we get hit, some years we don't. But every damn time we see everybody running around like chickens with their head cut off, you know, looking for potable water and looking for gasoline and looking for food and looking for this and looking for that. I mean, Steve, I mean, people that live in low-lying areas... On the East Coast, in Florida. Well, Florida ain't nothing but a sandbar. You told me the place you used to live was how much above sea level?
It was 86 feet above sea level.
Okay, and I'm sure that's probably the highest point in Florida.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah,
might be.
Gators can climb that and nothing flat. Yeah. I'm just fascinated. I mean, here in Texas... people don't worry about hurricanes that much because, yeah, we get some hurricanes... in the Gulf, and they head to the north, northeast, northwest through the Gulf up toward Texas. But they seem to peter out right before they hit us. I mean, I have been here, and there have, in Texas, I have been through two hurricanes that were in the Gulf that hit Texas, and we never got a drop of rain from either one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's only, we're only talking 200 miles.
Yeah.
You know, what's the width of Florida? I'm sure it's more than 200 miles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we got hurricanes that just come up and just go right across Florida into the Gulf.
Well, you know, it didn't help, John, that the Weather Channel, which I get very irritated with the Weather Channel, with their storm porn and their fear porn.
Oh, God.
Playing up something big.
Incessant.
Yeah. And I watch this, and it seems like every time it's the end of the world, you know, with this Weather Channel. But I did see the devastation in the Bahamas, and I was a little worried. I thought... it might come down to a 3 or 4, and ended up petering out and going to a 2 and just kind of brushing by me. So I was lucky, but I was prepared for the worst of it. Food was there. Gasoline was there. We had water. We had everything we needed to ride it out for a couple of weeks if we had no electricity. So I just worked really hard on this property, and I just hate to see all my hard work go to waste. And I was pretty stressed.
Oh, okay. So are you hoping for a hurricane now that you're prepared? Is that the idea?
No. Oh, okay. It's always be prepared. It was really kind of weird, John, that you could go around shopping, and people are usually pretty friendly around here, but nobody was smiling. Everybody had a look of worry on their face. They were very tense. And we were just getting our needs, what we needed. When we weren't smiling, we weren't talking. We were in line getting what we needed. And I didn't wait to the last minute. I got a couple things I needed, but overall, I was well prepared days before. And but there were a lot of people. It was just a really strange mood around here. Yeah.
Well, it's the, you know, I'm with you on the Weather Channel. I mean, just 24/7, this governor, that mayor. The ordering of people to evacuate. I mean, economically, I'm wondering if anybody compiled any statistics for Florida, seeing how nothing happened down there and people were ordered to leave. You know, there's a lot of expense in buying stuff. You know, whether you're boarding up windows or making sandbags or preparing yourself and buying storable whatever. But not only that, people not going to work. The economy just stops, and nobody has ever assigned a dollar figure to that. I mean, in this country, and the communists gave us this capitalism coined phrase, they never talk about the dollars lost only after something hits. Oh, the estimated billions of dollars. But what about the billions of dollars that are wasted getting your hat and, or not voluntarily, but getting your hat and get out of town? And your economy stops.
Yeah. Yeah, commerce lost, and then after the catastrophe, you got commerce made. And, you know, after every big catastrophe like this, you got tons of commerce coming. And it missed us. Yeah, right. They never talk about the money lost.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you prior to this, and I texted you a message. And evidently, in your harried goings-on down there, it kind of pissed you and your wife off. I just texted out a message to you.
Just a smidgen.
Do you have it? I have something else on my phone. Do you have your phone available? I want to get this exact.
Yeah,
what? Go ahead and bring it up because I can't bring
all
it up
right,
on my
bring
phone.
It up.
Yeah.
Let me find it here.
By the way, while he's doing that, notice crude prices, folks. Market was down today, a couple hundred points on the Dow, but crude was up, and I'm wondering why. And then I'm starting to see articles that, oh, because of the bombings in Saudi Arabia, they've lost half of their refining capacity, and blah 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 blah. Oil might hit $100. Here's another scam. And I went to work on this, looking at the refining capacity of the United States. The production of our own crude. You know, who the hell cares what happens in Saudi Arabia? Who the hell cares? Because we have the ability to take care of ourselves. Did you find it?
Not yet. I've got so many. I'm trying to see, look back the day where it was. I've got so many texts here.
See, I don't have so many texts because I don't have any friends.
Hey, I wonder why.
Well, because
After that text.
Oh, now you better bring it up. Now
you find it.
Now you better bring it up.
God, I've got so many here.
Yeah. And sometimes I try to get a hold of you and your voicemail is full. I think that happened when I tried to call you to see how you were doing, and all I got was your voicemail, and evidently your phone, your home phone, was on recorder, and I couldn't talk with you. So I thought I'd give you some of my humor.
You're humorous.
I considered that to be humorous, but evidently it didn't strike you the same way.
I was pretty stressed.
Yeah. Well, you got the message?
I can't even find it.
Okay. Well, I'll dig it up before today. But anyhow, I basically said to you, you know, this is one of the consequences of living in God's waiting room. And that was pretty innocent, I thought. And then I discovered when I finally did talk.
Oh, no, you said the pleasures. You're about to experience one of the pleasures of living in God's waiting room.
See?
That's what got me, the pleasures. I'm stressed out of my gourd here, and the pleasures. There's no pleasure here.
Okay. Well, see, and I didn't know what state of mind you were in. I just innocently texted that out to you, and well, you got a little miffed.
I was stressed. My cousin called me. He was going to evacuate from Vero Beach, Florida. He was going to come up and live with us. And then there's more dogs, more people, more food I need. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's enough stress right there.
Yeah.
Would his dog eat one of your ankle biters, you think?
Maybe. Yeah, he's got two of them. So I'd have four dogs in his house. Mm. It's just a lot.
Mm. Well, it ain't.
And I wouldn't turn him away. He's my family.
Yeah.
So I would make the provisions, and I'd have to make sure I have more food, more water, and it's just stressful.
Well, see, when I said I wanted to come down and visit you again, you said, "Oh, well, we got a bunkhouse now. It's in a separate building on my property." See, you could have stuck your relative in the same place.
Yeah, actually, I could. I could do that. I could do that.
At any rate, the hurricanes. Excuse me. The hurricanes are gone. And yes. Mike, do me a favor. I got this video first up. We all know and love Beto O'Rourke, right?
No,
I don't. Yeah,
I like him about as much as I do that Pete Buttigieg and Warren.
What a name too, Buttigieg
and Corker
and Corker.
Buttigieg.
Wonder if Corker and Buttigieg got. Never mind. I'm not going to even go there. Go ahead.
Hey,
Mike.
They're both on the same team. They're both on the same team, John.
Yeah, but I could see
as what, I understand.
Yeah, but you want to stop a homosexual from committing sodomy? Get a cork. play that Guardian clip. This is what our, and I don't know what the hell, folks. I can't explain why this guy is even in Texas. The gangling, and please don't correct me again, gestating. It gesturing. Asshat. This guy. Well, just play the clip.
You and said, then, quote, Americans who... No. Own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up kill one of our soldiers.
Okay. I wonder if he realizes the AK, not the AK round, but it was the AR-15 or the M-16. The round is a NATO round, as they call it, and it was designed to do less damage to the body. You know, it's not like a wad cutter. You being in a hospital, Steve, you can appreciate what a wad cutter does to the human body. When it hits, it separates and it just takes out a wide swath of your internals. But they specifically designed the .223 round to be less messy. But here's the problem. Being the round at such a high velocity, you could literally get shot in the elbow and the round could come out your backside. Because it corkscrews, it turns, it takes a weird pass, it can deflect off of a rib or something, and do a lot of damage. So again, Mr. Gestating here is wrong. And you'll catch the lie when he shows up at a gun show and then recounts how people go, oh yeah, I'd be willing to give those up. Yeah. Beto, I got a suggestion. Why don't you come to my house because I got both of them? And try to take mine. Please? Go ahead, finish it.
When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this.
Oh, please.
I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing
listen
that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself. It is a weapon of war.
Stop. He goes to a gun show and he's got people telling him, yeah, I'd be willing to give this up. I don't need it for hunting. Well, how the hell do you expect me to hunt clowns and treasonous bastards like yourself, Mr. Beto? Slingshot? Angry words? Do you believe this guy, Steve?
Here's a guy that's very uneducated about firearms altogether. He has no idea about firearms. He didn't even talk about hollow points. I mean, if you do some research, you'll find that more people die from 22 LRs, long rifle, than they do from high-powered magazines or high-powered rifles. More people die from 22.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot more 22s in the ER and the ICU than I have anything else.
Now,
but he's clearly ignorant on firearms. And, my little squirrel gun, my little 22, my old, a Marlin Glenfield, my very first rifle at 17 years old. It holds 21 rounds, tubular magazine. It could be deadly. Any firearm can be deadly. And he's acting as if just because it's designed, it has that look of military. Mm-hmm. But I have one that shoots 22. And it looks like a real thing, but it's 22. And he's clearly ignorant on firearms.
Well, and especially, you take all the murders. You know, any given weekend in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Murder capital. And I got some Chicagoans pissed off by making the statement that you can't walk too far without tripping over a body. And there were some people that objected to that, maybe because they didn't like the sound of that, or maybe they didn't get out of their upper middle class white neighborhood. I don't know. What I'm just saying is people got upset about it, but most of the people that die by gunfire in this country, it's by what? Handguns. It's not by AK-47s or M16s. And by the way, folks, don't you find it rather fascinating that none of these people, none of them, including the clown that was supposed to have shot up Vegas, it was a semi-automatic, but he had a bump stock. That's how he was able to fire all those rounds. Excuse me, Steve, but you know what? If I want an automatic weapon, I can have one in 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not be legal. It may not legal. Yeah. It may be not a lawful purchase by their standards, but I can guarantee you I can get one.
Yeah.
And after all, isn't an automatic weapon of war more effective than a semi-automatic?
I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, but see, here again, they ignore the facts. And this is the emotional crap, folks. You heard it. This fake douche ramps up the volume. I'm shooting people. You got to get rid of these weapons. No, we need to get rid of people like you, because law-abiding people in this country, whether by handgun, AR-15, M16, AK-47, I don't care what it is, AR-15, I don't care what it is. We have these arms, and we are not giving them up. Because in this country, we have finally, the gun owners have finally figured it out. Yeah, the politicians keep pushing and mouthing the words of gun confiscation. But here's the deal. Many people in this country, after watching you clowns operate, kind of have the idea, you know what, I need a weapon because this government has turned on me. It's turned on the rule of law. It's turned on the Constitution to the point we're now merrily singing the song of democracy.
That's right.
Trying to condition you to believe that as long as more than 50% of the people want this, well, we got to do what's mandated by the voter. Uh-huh. Well, this emotional stuff, Steve, they did the same damn thing. And I want to bring your attention. Did you post that video? You said you downloaded it? I want you folks, I had never seen this before. The 9/11, the Great America's Psy Opera. It's 90 minutes long, but there's stuff in there that I had never seen or I'd never heard before. And I would highly suggest that you watch it. And it's a Hollywood producer on the guy that makes up fake stuff. And he pointed out, and the footage that I've seen, there really weren't no planes that hit those damn towers any more than there was a plane that hit the Pentagon. Pentagon, yeah, cruise missile, Twin Towers, yeah, interior explosives. Yeah, we got that. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, thank you, John. And Steve, it's good to hear you. I'm West Coast, 15 feet above sea level. And my home is another 2 foot, and I wasn't worried a bit. Not
no.
a bit.
No.
And I use, or I view Ven, V-E-N-T-U-S-K-Y, ventusky.com. If you watch the weather pattern, and it'll pan out in the future, if you do that 5 days ahead, it's usually where it goes, and you can usually predict on it.
Well, they just were bringing in more models from Europe and all this other stuff, and I'm like, really? Does anybody remember a hurricane stalling the way this one did?
No, no, not at all.
Yeah, I'm rather amazed. And don't you know the 007 that lives down on the Bahamas for real? He weathered the storm. He says, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere," and he didn't.
I bought 3 gallons of water. That's all I did. I wanted to comment on your terms and conditions, and I cannot accept your terms and conditions.
Which is
nobody has a firearm. Nobody. You have a rifle, you have a pistol, you have a revolver, you have a shotgun. And nobody has a firearm, which is a sawed-off shotgun, which is still just a gun. A sawed-off rifle, which is still just a rifle, and hand grenades and something else. But nobody, according to 18 USC, whatever the numbers beyond that is, has a firearm. Please use the term gun, rifle, shotgun, pistol, revolver. Stop using the term firearm, because nobody has one.
Okay.
Guns are not illegal. Firearms are.
Oh. Huh. So you're saying another trickery with words?
Absolutely. The deception of words is why we've been trespassed upon for nearly 300 years almost.
Well, no. Well, 300 years, that's going back a ways. I think we're only, what, 243, 44, something like that. But I get your point. Mark, I thank you.
Thank you very much.
I thank you for your call. Yeah, Cabrini Green. Yeah, you remember that one? When the Brits said, you know, you guys are getting a little surly here. We think we're going to confiscate your shot and your powder. Yeah. Well, okay. The Democrats need to pay attention to that, because we're not going to give up the firearms. Nope. Not at all.
You know, John, they're really banking on the youth to step forward in this next election.
Yeah.
That's who they're actually pandering to. You know, they're teaching that firearms, guns are dangerous. They all kill. Well, no, it's people who kill. In the wrong hands, it kills. But also, I started carrying my concealed. I have a concealed permit. I started carrying mine. And when I saw that Walmart is now, Kroger is actually following Walmart, that they don't want you to come into their stores with open carry. Now, I just point out, it says open carry. Vincent and I were talking about this the other day, and he pointed out to me, do you realize in a mass shooting, if you walked into a Walmart, that an open carry, well, if a guy is really seriously going to take out a lot of people, he's going to scan the area, he's going to scope around a little bit, he's going to see the open carry guy, that's the first guy he's going to take out, the open carry guy. So the smart guy is the concealed firearm holder. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm the guy you want in the Walmart. If something goes down, it hits the fan, you're going to want somebody with a concealed firearm who's going to get down and get this guy.
You know, Steve, it's funny you should mention that, because you know me, I'm always looking at the economy. Mm-hmm. I'm a guy that didn't buy the 3.7% unemployment. And, oh, look, you know, we need illegals because we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. Our economy is so hot, there's just no personnel available to fill all those slots, which is a damn lie. Right. And one thing I noticed today, and let me open this up real quickly. Week two in the NFL season. Now, you football fans, you're aware that, well, New Orleans, your season's gone, because your guy tore a tendon in his throwing hand. Oh, and Ben Roethlisberger has got that Tommy John syndrome. He's out for the year. There's quarterbacks that are going down in this league. But the funny thing I noticed yesterday and today was the crowds that were there. Or let me put it to you this way. The crowds that weren't there yesterday. And this came from Breitbart, week two. I mean, this is the NFL's 100th season, folks. They've been in business for a century. But you wouldn't know it. I mean, the Rams, I'm looking at Los Angeles Coliseum here. It's well into the first quarter, going into the second quarter. Guess what? Half the seats are empty. These guys went to the Super Bowl last year. Let me see. Which one is this? Dallas. They were actually playing in Redskins Stadium. Half the seats are empty. Hell, Florida. Hey, Dolphins. you heard the old saying, you could fire a shot and not hit anybody? Well, you could fire a cannon off in their stadium, and it wouldn't have hit anybody, because there wouldn't be anybody there to hear it, except maybe the teams and the coaches. Let's take the break. We'll be back. And I do believe it's because people don't have any money.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Let me tell you how it will be.
By the way, Steve, I'm surprised you're not up on your Florida trivia. Highest point is Britton Hill at 345 feet. The widest part of the sandbar down there is only 160 miles. But it's got the longest shoreline in the U.S., 1,350 miles.
There you go.
And all the Cubans and Haitians and Mexicans and what else you got down there?
A lot of gators.
A lot of gators.
And a lot of gators.
Can gators be? Never mind. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You know, Steve raises a very good point about perhaps he should be the one that's carrying concealed in a Walmart, because as an emergency room nurse, he'd be in the best position to help stop the bleeding after he gets done shooting the perpetrator.
Remember,
victims come first.
You're right. Steve?
I'm not saving the shooter. Sorry. Ain't gonna happen.
I didn't say that. Okay. Yeah. You're a triage. You know triage. So, you know, that guy gets, he's last on the list, or he or she or whatever.
Yeah. We'll stop the bleeding. We'll put the tourniquet around his neck. Really nice.
There you go.
I can live with that.
I think that should be reserved for Mr. Beto O'Rourke.
No, but it does make sense that the concealed, people should have a concealed, because your first one taken out will be the guy that has the open carry if he's a serious shooter, he's going to take out anybody who's going to confront him. And so I say keep it concealed.
Yeah. Well, and here's the question I have. If you have a concealed weapon carry permit, can you then, if you can hide it from people, can you just wear it on your hip?
Yeah, that's what I did with my shirt pulled over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, in this politically charged climate, the House divided can't stand. And you would think, and I don't think the economy is doing as good as they say it is. As a matter of fact, I know it isn't. So Kroger and Walmart wants to do what? Chase more customers out of their businesses? Because I'll tell you what, if there was a Kroger down here, I would not walk in it.
Yeah.
I don't go to Walmart anymore ever since they started this crap with the unisex bathroom and all that other tripe. I have yet to walk back into a Target.
They want to be right up there with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, they're the first ones to start that. This is a knee-jerk reaction, and it wasn't thought out correctly, because if there's going to be a shooting in a Walmart, you're going to want somebody to stop the guy, because law enforcement's going to be long. It's going to be a while before law enforcement gets there. Your best bet is to hope that somebody in this store here has a firearm on them and they can stop the perpetrator. And the idea that we don't want them in our store, I mean, open carry. But I'm actually waiting for them to go with the concealed now and probably put some kind of machinery in there that if I walk through, the machine will go off and say, you have a firearm, you cannot enter this store.
Right.
But if that happens, then I shop elsewhere, because I can shop elsewhere.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think this should be turned right back onto the stores, and I think they should be by way of lawsuits. So you're telling me that I can't carry a gun in your store. I am not a criminal. I have never shot and killed anybody, but I can't protect myself in public or a public accessible store. Okay, so if I show up at your Wally World, or I show up at whatever, Kroger, are you going to provide security for me?
Right.
Are you going to provide every individual that goes into your establishment, are you going to supply security for them? If you cannot guarantee my security, then I guess I can't shop in your store.
That's right.
You know,
hey, John?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you finished what you were going to say?
No, but I already forgot what it was.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Go ahead. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, this is a slightly off point. Lately, I noticed that there's been the creatures calling up and trying to wind up the host. And I really think they're just wasting their time trying to reason with these people.
Well,
I would just hang up on them.
Well, and isn't it strange that they actually think that they can come into this network, grab any one of the hosts, shake them around like a rag doll, and somehow they're going to fold? You know, they are more than wasting their time. It's embarrassing. But I feel that a lot of them are paid because they don't stop. Once they see how fruitless their effort really is, they just keep at it. So these are the paid moles and trolls. And there are other stupid people out there that, you know, an opinion is like a belly button. Everybody's got one, all right? And they express it, and that's fine. But here, I mean...
And they seem to think it's the host's responsibility to criticize somebody else. Why didn't you say this? Or why didn't you do something?
And you've noticed that they'll come in on this show because they know it's my network, and they'll complain about this host or that host. And it's really? You're going to do that? And you're going to set me up to what? Start an online blog argument and split and divide? I don't think so. This house is on a solid foundation, maybe not economically, but we're on a solid foundation of our philosophy, our understanding of the law, the understanding of the Constitution, and our rudimentary understanding of how government should work and the way it hasn't been for many, 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 many years. So I don't know what, Ken, I don't know what they're here to try to stop us or whatever, because these people seem to like chaos and death and poverty and all that other stuff. I just don't get it.
Well, you can call that the psychic vampire syndrome. where they want to feed off the negative energy. They get off on it. And I guess nothing would do it like, you know, I mean, Jamie really almost lost it yesterday.
Sorry, I didn't hear the Jamie. Kelso?
Yeah.
Somebody called into the show? Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, I had two last night myself.
No, I'm sorry. Was it, he's on Sunday, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve, you said what?
Yeah, I had two last night. I had two trolls call.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember the clip I played a long time ago? I sent you that clip where Paul Harvey, A Letter from God. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's been a while since I played that, and I think you even played it. It was such a good clip,
yeah.
Paul Harvey, how things are supposed to be. There are no chosen people. And I had a guy calling in saying there are chosen people, and, of course, he was talking about the Israelis. And he tried to make his case, and I finally said, this is it. I'm done. Cut him off, Ken.
Yeah.
Turn him off. Cut him off. And I had another guy talk to me about medical matters, basically saying that he couldn't believe I would be for self-mutilation. And the whole case was totally – He left out some really important information. First, I don't do a medical show anyway, but it was about breast removal. A woman who had possessed a gene like Angelina Jolie had, and he was angry that I supported the doctor's decision to remove her breasts. I'm thinking she's got the marker, and if she's gone to several oncologists and they've all agreed that she possesses the marker, on down the line she's going to have breast cancer. I would say, yes, remove the breast. And he got mad at me because, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. First, do no harm. And he kind of criticized me that I did not follow the Hippocratic Oath. I'm simply saying life, self-preservation. This is not self-mutilation. This is self-preservation. And the reason Angelina Jolie removed her breast was because her mother had died from the same cancer that she actually had the marker for, and she did not want to see her children see her die like her mother did. So she had her breast removed.
Well,
so this guy was kind of going off on me.
Isn't that,
I finally said, that's enough of that.
Yeah,
cut him off.
Well, Steve, thanks for your call, by the way, Ken. Thank you very much. Isn't that, I don't want to use the term panicking preemption. I don't know that much about Angelina Jolie and her breast or her mother's or anything like that, but if you don't yet have cancer, isn't that kind of extreme to have your breast cut off? Hello? Did I lose him?
So
there you are.
She took the step.
There, okay. I couldn't hear you. Could you hear me?
Oh, did I take off? Yeah.
Yeah,
I hear you fine.
Okay. Well, I asked you a question. There was dead silence.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Ask the question again.
Okay. The question is, isn't that kind of an extreme thing if she does not yet have breast cancer?
I guess the situation is that she had the marker. It was just eventually she would, or there was a high chance, a high probability that she would get the cancer that her mother had, and basically, essentially, that it's not worth it. It's just tissue. And she decided to remove her breast rather than... Once you're diagnosed with this, it's over. So rather than take that chance, if I'm going to get it, then I'd rather just remove my breasts. And that's what she decided to do. I'm okay with that. You know, if a woman makes that decision and she's done all the consults and this is what they're saying, she's a sound mind and you want to preserve your life. You don't want to gamble, take a chance on this. It's just tissue. Take it off. That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I'd be kind of hesitant to do that, but hey. You know, to each his own. It's not illegal to have...
Well, he came at me later on saying something about, I can't believe you said that. And then he throws in another little variable to the whole scenario, which he didn't tell me from the very beginning, that she has mental illness. Well, that's really, really important to throw that out there from the very beginning, and he never did. So I realized he was just setting me up. The other guy was setting me up to be an anti-Semite. I wasn't going to put up with that. I said, Ken,
I love juice. I love grapefruit juice and orange juice, and I love all those juice. I mean, come on.
I love all people. Nobody is special. They're all special.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Saudi attacks. And we're going to get into this a little bit. You brought this to my attention. Saudi attacks raise the ominous specter of oil at $100. Now, folks, you remember we didn't have any problems with oil. Hell, we were over there even killing hundreds of thousands of Middle Easterners, and the prices didn't do that much. And now I'm looking, and they're saying the oil market will rally by $5 to $10 when it opens Monday, which it did, as a high as $100 a barrel if the Saudi Arabia fails to quickly resume oil supply, lost after attacks over the weekend, traders and analysts said. And, of course, that was Reuters. And Reuters is lazy, and they really don't do anything to do the research and do the fact-checking, but at any rate. Industry sources have said that it may take weeks to bring production fully online. Crude prices would spike by at least $15 to $20 per barrel in a 7-day disruption scenario and go well into triple digits in a 30-day scenario. This doesn't include what are likely to be large, if difficult to model or predict, to reflect zeroing out the global spare production capacity amidst ongoing disruption risk. You see how this is all loaded? Okay. Now, let's take a look at our ability to crack this crude. And folks, we produce enough crude oil in this country. Okay. Let me say this very slowly and succinctly and very clearly. There is enough oil production inside the United States, and we have the refining capacity that we don't need Saudi anything. We don't need Mexican anything. We don't need Venezuelan anything. We don't need any of this stuff. But here again, it's the fear factor shoved on the people, Steve, to do what? To come in and rape and rob you a little bit more. While you have your butt naked and bent over the barrel. I'm looking at the capacity for this country. And it doesn't want to cooperate here. Okay. Here we go. Well, guess what, folks? In this country, as of January 1st of this year, we have 135 fully functioning and operable refineries in this country. What? And if we weren't selling half of the crude oil off to Japan and other countries that were drilling out of Anwar or close by, well, then we'd be awash in that stuff. And by the way, they finally figured it out because they kept pushing the peak oil on us, Steve? And that Dino, the dying dinosaur, those dinosaur remains in that black pool of that black stuff is running out. No, it continues to produce.
Yep.
The only thing we've run out of is common sense.
Yep.
But watch out here. Watch out because, well, they're going to get their money one way or the other. Doesn't really seem to matter to these clowns. Keith Rogers, I have online. Hello, Keith Rogers.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Steve left out something on that dialogue he was saying about that guy that called in. After all that Steve had talked about, the guy then said that she was mentally unstable.
Yeah.
And that pissed Steve off. But anyway, hey, John, I was watching one of these alternative videos in the archives there. And in 1979, you remember when they kept talking about peak oil, peak oil?
Yes.
And we had our gas lines, all stuff like that. Anyway, they listed the four states, Colorado, Wyoming, and two other ones, I don't remember them, that had over 1 trillion barrels of oil under them that they had not touched. And I thought that was interesting because of the Bakken Formation, which is over 200,000 square miles. It has 4.3 billion barrels estimated.
So
and this is all that shale oil.
So,
and as you said, we don't need Saudi Arabia.
No.
And what gets me about this whole thing is, wasn't the Saudis behind all this 9/11 stuff. Why is the U.S. selling arms to Saudi Arabia? Why does U.S. care about Saudi Arabia?
Well, there's that little, if you haven't noticed, Keith, the Saudis are now the Stepanfechins for Israel, and they're doing their bidding. They're close partners now with Israel.
And yeah, I watched an Iman, how do you say that, on Twitter there. I forget his name, or I sent a video of it, Carol. But he was talking about how the Zionist influence is going to be throughout the Middle East, but it's going to be, work against Israel because they'll turn on Israel.
Well, I certainly hope so. I don't see what Saudi Arabia is getting out of this close association with Israel any more than what we're getting out of our association with either Israel, except a deep, dark debt hole and a lot of dead people.
Well, that's the same with, you know, everything I find today, you got a break coming up, but everything I find today there, John, is all related to the Middle East, has something to do with the Contras,
yep.
Those people that were involved, they're all related.
All righty, Keith Rogers, thank you.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Keith.
What goes up must come down.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we got rid of Mr. Bolton, but we got another neocon, Jewish neocon in there, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do first. Mike Pompeo, he's our U.S. Secretary of State. Forget the fact that he looks like a New Jersey bagman. On Saturday, accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half, as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group claimed credit for the attacks on two plants at the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry, including the world's biggest petroleum processing facility. Pompeo, however, said on Twitter that there was no evidence the attacks came from Yemen. But he did go on to say that Tehran is behind nearly 100 attacks on the Saudi Arabia while Rouhani and Zarif pretend to engage in diplomacy. And he's referring to the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, and the foreign prime minister, Javad Zarif. Amid all the calls for de-escalation, Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Oh, you see what a problem this might be, folks. He's going to affect the economies of the entire world. Not unlike the banks did back in 2008. Oh, I'm sorry. One is money and the other is oil. Control, control, control. We call on all nations to publicly and unequivocally condemn Iran's attacks. You know, Steve.
Yeah.
Does Pompeo actually believe when he opens up his mouth that people around the world are going to believe this lying sack of doo-doo?
No, he doesn't. But he knows the average person, as Vinny would say, the GDP, the general dumb population, will buy it. If you say it often enough, repeat it over and over again, like a record, they'll repeat it back to you later on. So, no, he doesn't believe it, but he's convinced that he can fool everybody to believing it.
Well, I mean, he goes a little bit further here. We call on nations to publicly and unequivocally condemn Iran's attacks, warning that the Trump administration would work with its allies to make sure Iran was held accountable for its aggression. The tweet signaled a more hawkish stance in Washington towards Tehran, following signs of a possible thaw in relations between the two nations after months of escalation. Now, Trump is doing, to a certain degree, what he said he was going to do. We're still going to leave 8,500 troops in Afghanistan to guard the poppies, the poppy fields, to make sure that CIA drug money never runs out. But if you take a look at this, Steve, he's not gone after Iran with all of this rhetoric. Oh, well, you know, this bad deal that Obama signed on to. Well, yeah, that and a few pallets of U.S. money and, you know, we're in there and who are we funding and who are we supplying? The very people that want to bring down the Syrian government, the very people that Bashar al-Assad invited into the country. See, he didn't invite us, but he invited Russia in because he knew the Russians would deal with the situation, whether it was U.S.-backed or not, because he invited them in to fight the people that were trying to bring down the government of Syria. Seems that things didn't quite work out the way U.S. and Israel had planned. So now we're back to the rhetoric of Iran is a threat to everybody and they've got to be destroyed. We're going to call on our allies. The allies are too busy laughing up their sleeves. Jeez, old Pete. Who's believing any of this fear porn? I don't even think if Pompeo was a complete psychopath, I don't even think he'd believe his own lies. Hour two, coming up. Steve Elkins in Florida, John Stattmiller here in the heart of Texas. We'll be back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.